And then another story that you're following, switching gears here. We've got NVIDIA earnings after the close today, but ahead of that, this morning, the company announced a new partnership in the auto space where it's really been trying to expand.
Yeah, that's right. They're working with Jaguar Land Rover, and what they're bringing is their Drive Hyperion 8 platform. That's a really wild name, but really what it is a kind of artificial intelligence platform and sensing platform that's supposed to help with things like driver assist technologies, parking technologies, anything along those lines you can think of. And it's supposed to make Jaguar Land Rover vehicles smarter. Think into the future. When I was speaking with them, they said, the ability to eventually have full autonomy. And the big thing here is that it's not going to be something limited to certain models. It's going to include all Jaguar Land Rover vehicles from 2025 on. So it's not going to happen this year or next year, but 2025 on. They will all be equipped with this technology. I'm sure that, higher end models will get higher end abilities, but the fact that all of their vehicles will have this capability is really striking and a big deal for NVIDIA. And then I just want to point out that they had said that they will continue to provide over-the-air updates for these vehicles throughout the lifetime of the car. Now, when I said, what does that mean? They basically said, well, as long as the car's around. And, you got to imagine some cars, I have my car, it's nearly 15 years old. I have to imagine that, in 15 years, the technology is going to be different enough. I mean, I don't even have, any kind of screen in my car. It's just a six disc CD changer. I don't know how they're going to be able to keep that promise, but hopefully they do. But again, something really interesting coming out of NVIDIA as they continue to pursue their automotive intentions.
Maybe they'll send you a CD-ROM that you can put in the car
Maybe,
for the update. I don't know. All right, going back there. Dan Halley, thank you so much. Appreciate it.